Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, welcome to a Christian Manifesto Today, episode number 30. My name is Daniel White, the third president of Torch Leadership Foundation. Our Christian Manifesto Today passage from the Word of God today is Acts 3:19, which reads, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." Our Christian Manifesto Today quote is from Dr. Colin S. Smith. He said, "Human life is created in God's image, and that makes it sacred." In this podcast, we are using as our text a Christian Manifesto by Dr. Francis A. Schaeffer. Dr. Francis A. Schaeffer continues on Revival, Revolution, and Reform, Part 3. Finney, in his book Systematic Theology, on page 158, has a heading, and that is Gradison Finney. For some reason, I'm forgetting his first name. That is Charles Gradison Finney. I am getting older now, so bear with me. Dr. Francis A. Schaeffer continues on Revival, Revolution, and Reform, Part 3. He says, Charles Gradison Finney, the great evangelist, great revivalist and attorney, in his book Systematic Theology, on page 158, has a heading, and it goes like this: "I propose now to make several remarks respecting forms of government, the right and duty of revolution." Do note this phrase, "the right and duty of revolution." On page 162, he says, "There can scarcely be conceived a more abominable and fiendish maxim than our country right or wrong." He then goes on to stress that not everything the government does is to be supported, and he includes the Mexican War and slavery. On page 157, he says, "Arbitrary legislation can never be really obligatory." And we must not forget that Jonathan Kaufman was right when he wrote in the Wall Street Journal, "It was the great religious awakening 2.5 centuries ago that helped sow the seeds of the American Revolution. Our evangelical leadership seems to have forgotten its heritage. When the book and film series, Whatever Happened to the Human Race, came out, we observed something very instructive. The call for a public stand against abortion, infanticide, euthanasia, and against the general eradication of the unique dignity and worth of all human beings was not widely accepted at first. Many of the evangelical leadership either were totally silent about abortion or qualified what they did say about abortion to such an extent that they really said nothing or less than nothing as far as the battle for human life was concerned. The seminars for whatever happened to the human race were marvelous seminars, certainly. My wife and I both agree we have never seen people go out of seminars or meetings so committed to action. People went out from those seminars and there was a change. Prior to that, to our shame, across the United States and Great Britain as well, there were very, very few evangelicals involved in the movement against abortion. We had left it to the Roman Catholics to such an extent that the battle for human life was being lost by the simple tactic of its being called a Roman Catholic issue. After this project, happily, there were more evangelicals who saw the importance of the issue of human life and bringing the Lordship of Christ concerning law into this very important area. If the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at the topic of revival, revolution, and reform in our next effort, in our next episode. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for what you have done, for what you're doing, and for what you will do. Lord, revive us again. And if we, and in your church, and if we need to start up another revolution, Lord, so that we can have a new reformation, help us to do just that for your glory, praise, and honor, and for the salvation of the lost. And for the salvation of unborn babies and for the revival of the saints. Demonstrate the power of your Holy Spirit. Glorify your holy name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you're listening today and you have never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, allow me to show you how you can trust Christ as Savior today and be saved from sin and hell and have a home in heaven when you die. First, please accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. And so have I. We all have. For the Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. There is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. We die physically because of sin. We die spiritually because of sin and are separated from God in a place called hell. Third, dear friend, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, mean, wicked, hateful people, and murderers, and whoremongers. You know what a murderer is. You know what a whoremonger is. And sorcerers, people who practice witchcraft and voodoo, and idolaters. People who put anything or anybody before God, and all liars. I am sure you know what a liar is. Shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, beloved, this is bad news, but here is the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world That includes you because you are in this world. These are the words of Jesus Christ. He said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, his name is Jesus Christ." He was speaking of himself. That whosoever, that word whosoever is an old English word that means anybody at any time believeth in him. That is, has faith in, trusts in him, Jesus Christ, should not perish. Perish where? Perish in hell forever, but have everlasting life in heaven with God forever. Dear friend, just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou you shalt be saved. It goes on, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. You will be saved. Do it right now. Until next time, my beloved, please continue to stand for the Lord and his word. God bless you.